Blackstone Audio presents Psycho by Robert Bloch. This book is read by Richard Powers. 10% of this book is dedicated to Harry Altschuler, who did 90% of the work. 1. Norman Bates heard the noise and a shock went through him. It sounded as though somebody was tapping on the window pane. He looked up hastily, half prepared to rise, and the book slid from his hands to his ample lap. Then he realized that the sound was merely rain. Late afternoon rain, striking the parlor window. Norman hadn't noticed the coming of the rain, nor the twilight. But it was quite dim here in the parlor now, and he reached over to switch on the lamp before resuming his reading. It was one of those old-fashioned table lamps, the kind with the ornate glass shade and the crystal fringe. Mother had had it ever since he could remember, and she refused to get rid of it. Norman didn't really object. He had lived in this house for all of the 40 years of his life, and there was something quite pleasant and reassuring about being surrounded by familiar things. Here everything was orderly and ordained. It was only there, outside, that the changes took place, and most of those changes held a potential threat. Suppose he had spent the afternoon walking, for example. He might have been off on some lonely side road or even in the swamps when the rain came, and then what? He'd be soaked to the skin, forced to stumble along home in the dark. You could catch your death of cold that way. And besides, who wanted to be out in the dark? It was much nicer here in the parlor, under the lamp, with a good book for company. The light shone down on his plump face, reflected from his rimless glasses, bathed the pinkness of his scalp beneath the thinning sandy hair as he bent his head to resume reading. It was really a fascinating book. No wonder he hadn't noticed how fast the time had passed. It was The Realm of the Incas by Victor W. Von Hagen, and Norman had never before encountered such a wealth of curious information. For example, this description of the Quechua, or victory dance, where the warriors formed a great circle, moving and writhing like a snake. He read, "The drum beat for this was usually performed on what had been the body of an enemy. The skin had been flayed and the belly stretched to form a drum. And the whole body..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?